everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Disney College Program Podcast. I'm Holly.
And I'm Josiah. And today we're going to be talking about two of the main components of the program, living and learning.
Yes, and we are going to get to speak with someone who's actually part of the Disney program's learning team.
Yes, and later on in the episode, we're actually going to take a tour of Flamingo Crossings Village. So make sure you stick around. We've got a lot of fun things right ahead.
Let's get started.
Let's do it.
Well, hi, Rachel. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
I know you have some familiarity with the Disney College program. Yes. You did a college program.
Yes, I did do one last January. I was merchandise at Disney Springs Marketplace Village. So I was very grateful to have four locations to work at. So Goofy's Candy Company, Disney Days of Christmas, the Art of Disney, as well as the Wonderful World of Memories. Loved my time in merchandise so much. I picked up at 41 locations, which was quite the feat, but I was like collecting those Infinity Stones, yes. Like Thanos, but as costumes. Yeah. Made a little video about it. It was fun.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so 41 locations. Where, can you remember off the top of your head where these were?
I can, but it might take a second.
We might be here for a minute.
We might be here for a hot minute, but I did work at all of the parks. I tried to get as many of the resorts as I could. And then outside of my locations at Disney Springs, I also worked at the Marvel superhero headquarters. So I did five at Disney Springs, but tried everywhere throughout all the parks.
That's so impressive. Because, I mean, how long were you on the program?
6 months, exactly.
So, wow. So 6 months, yeah. You went to 41 different locations.
Yes.
That's wild. What are, like, your top five favorite ones?
Okay. I always get this question, and I love this question. For favorite costume, I love Bonjour Village Gifts at Fantasyland. So it's, like, the little Beauty and the Beast store right next to Gaston's Tavern.
Yes.
The costume to die for. I loved wearing it and I felt like a princess. As far as just like going into my love of Marvel, I love picking up at Treasures of Xandar, at Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind. So that was always fun to get to utilize all of the little different things that we get sell for guests. Animal Kingdom, I loved Mombasa in Africa because there are so many different areas you could work in. And being that I worked at Goofy's Candy Company, I had that food and beverage training. So I got to get in the Zuri sweet shop there too, which was fun. And then Hollywood Studios, I loved probably Toy Story Land the most. It was really fun because you also rotated between the Toy Story Mania gift shop and then outside. It was a lot of fun. I loved being one of Andy's toys in the backyard.
Yes. Oh, Toy Story Land 2 is like so cute. Like all the decorations. I love walking around in that area of the park with like the giant like Christmas lights. And
especially
everything.
At nighttime. Yes. Because everything's lit up. It's iconic.
Okay. So how did you get into the Disney College program? Like, how did you hear about it?
Funny story. I've been coming to Disney since I was four. And when I was around 10, I had a babysitter and she left us to go on a Disney College program. Oh. And I was like, oh, what is this I'm hearing about? So she came down here and that's like when I first heard about it. And I knew I always wanted to do a college program. But throughout high school and college, I was an athlete. So I played basketball. So that's a winter sport. So it was always kind of hard to find the time. But I had an injury that I was just like, I'm going to step away. And maybe this is the perfect time. Timing is everything to apply for the college program. So I did. And I actually originally got in for the fall of 2023. But because of how my college courses went, I was at a very small liberal arts school. So only certain classes were offered during certain times. Classic. So I moved it back. And thankfully, I got accepted again for spring of 2024. Mm-hmm. And that's how I got here.
Oh my gosh, so it's all thanks to your babysitter who abandoned you.
Yes.
Shout out to her.
Shout out Jillian.
Yes, Jillian, if you're out there, we love you, girl. Thank you for influencing.
Yes.
So you remembered that from like all those years and you just like kept it in your back pocket then.
Exactly.
Oh my gosh. Okay. But now you're done with your college program. Mm-hmm. Tell me a little bit about your job now.
Okay, so now I am a full-time Disney Programs Learning Associate. So all things learning, I do a lot of administrative work on the back end. So once you come on a college program, you hear about our support site. So I'm answering a lot of those support tickets whenever they have inquiries about learning offerings and try to help to the best of my knowledge whenever it's outside of learning, do a lot of different things for like independent study hall, exam proctoring, things like that, because we do offer academic support. Whenever we do have our learning offerings, my peers and I do check in and like scan in for these events, because you do have to register for them. And sometimes if I'm lucky enough, I get to be a part of facilitating as well. So making the most of your program, Learning Unlocked, to learn all things learning, as well as like if there are some, there are times whenever we do have different lines of business come in, and being able to be that support system for our team, whether it's giving our panelists a Minnie Mouseters, which is our certificate saying thank you for being here, things like that. But yeah.
Okay. You just went through like a 5 million things. So you're doing a lot in this role. I'm going to try to remember them. So first, you are helping with like support as people like call in. Tell me about that.
Basically, whenever we have a learning offering in our dorms description, so dorms is a resource that we have that you can sign up for these learning offerings or any of the offerings that are offered at Apprentice Hall or sometimes even Flamingo Crossings Village. And with that, basically, I and my peers, all the associates have the support site. And if there's a question about, say, in dorms, you registered for an event and there's a ad drop date and it's about 3 weeks in advance before participants get their schedule sometime. So if they are scheduled for work and they are unable to withdraw, they reach out to us and we're able to like validate their schedules, things like that, and drop them that way. That's a lot of it. And also certificates is another thing. So we offer a wide variety of certificates on a program. Daisy degree, Mouseters, they're so cute, all the names. We're cute. Doctorates, Goofy graduates, and then we also just added the Sorcerer's List, which is 200 learning hours, which is, we've had four people and I'm like, period.
Wait, this is new?
This is new as of this January.
And four people have already done it?
Four people have already done it.
That is so impressive.
It's iconic.
Oh my God. I'm like, shout out to them.
Shout out to them for getting 200 learning hours, because if I would have been in my outside of my program for more than 6 months, I would have been going for that.
Oh, for sure.
But yeah, I help with printing off their certificates as well. So if they are requesting a DAISY degree in, say, career readiness, I validate that through their dorms profile and get that ready for them for the following day for them to pick up.
So do you get to like present it to them?
Sometimes whenever we are at the desk, but a lot of times we are either running around trying to make sure rooms are set up, things like that. So
you're like, here,
sometimes, but our lovely program experience advisors who are at our front desk are the ones who typically scan out that to let us know that they did pick up their certificate. So they're at least there to give them a kudos and ask them what their favorite session of that series was and things like that.
Oh, fun. Oh my gosh. So there is a human on the other side.
There is a human on the other side.
Congratulations. They're not just like grabbing it from like the desk. Like, okay, I have my sorcerers. Thank you.
Thanks.
And then let's talk a little bit about like facilitating the learning sessions, because you said you get to do that a little bit, right? Yeah. Okay. Which sessions have you facilitated?
Okay. So I facilitate Making the Most of Your Program as well as Learning Unlocked. So those are our welcome week courses, we consider them, especially Making the Most of Your Program. So whenever we have large arrivals, which we just had two very large arrivals. Last week, we had 1,604 participants arrive on last Monday.
Wow.
So Making the Most of Your Program span, we had three sessions of it. Two, they're typically on Monday evenings, a 4 and a 6 o'clock. And then sometimes if it's that big of a group, we have it on Tuesday as well. So from like 12 to 1. But with that, it's just basically making sure all the participants know the resources that they have, the living, learning, and earning component, going more into depth on that. And then with Learning Unlocked, that's more heavy on our learning component and an hour of learning about our team, which pretty biased, but love
You're
the
like,
learning
we're
team.
Gonna, back to me. We're going to talk about me now, everyone, and be
exactly.
taking notes on this, please.
Exactly.
Yes.
Get that pen and paper.
But these are not, like the Welcome Week learning sessions, are these required or is this just something that people sign up to do?
So for Making the Most of Your Program, it is not required. It is put on participant schedules who have never actually done a program before. So it's not required, but it's highly encouraged because we do give out a lot of information that sometimes you find participants asking through the long run if like they didn't attend it. But Learning Unlocked is something that participants register for, and if they do hear about it and Making the Most of Your Program, they will register for it, and this is them taking an hour out of their day to come learn about us, so which is really awesome.
That's so sweet. okay, we don't want to like spoil anything because obviously we want people to go to these sessions, yes. but like making the most of your program, like what are some of the highlights from that session?
One of the biggest things I love talking about, and it's like one of our very first slides, is how vast the Walt Disney Company truly is.
Yeah.
Like, we have a slide, and it's, like, all the different areas, whether it's, like, Disney Plus, Walt Disney Imagineering, Disney Live Entertainment. And it's so cool to be a part of the learning team because we get to bring in all those types of lines of business into our classrooms at times. So that's, like, a great way to show that, like, while, yes, you are working at the Walt Disney World Resort, it's much more than that. And once you put this name tag on, you're part of something much larger.
Yeah, that's cool. Is there ever, like, a moment where people are look? Because, I mean, Disney is so vast, like you said. Yes. I mean, it's not just like the movies, which I feel like a lot of people think of, or mm-hmm. the theme parks, which again is pretty common, but it's like you said, like ESPN, it's yeah. I mean, Hulu is part of Disney. Yes. I feel like that's something people forget. It's just like so expansive. Like, is there ever that moment where people are like, oh, whoa, like I'm working for the Walt Disney Company?
I definitely think so. A lot of the participants, whenever we show them that slide, they're like, oh yeah, I knew that. But it's like, yeah, everything the light touches, like Simba's or Mufasa said, everything the light touches. Yes.
Yes.
Well, the Walt Disney Company, and like truly, and this is a motto we say with our, because we do have a showcase called this, but the possibilities are truly endless with the Walt Disney Company.
Yeah. No, it's true. And like we talk about that on the show sometimes where it's like you never know where you're going to end up mm-hmm. or who you're going to meet. We've had participants talking about how they'll be like in the parks, like working their shift or whatever, yeah. and they meet like some executive and they're like, oh exactly. my gosh, like let me introduce you to so-and-so, and it like just opens all these doors, and it is just wild because you never know.
Exactly. And like the fact that this is such a vast company, but how you said like you meet an executive and it's the people they know, it's like mm-hmm. truly like such a small world. Like it's a small world after all. How so many people have these connections and can they are truly willing to help you get to your end goal and like to get to where your dream job is and yeah. help you succeed through networking.
Yeah. Was that your experience getting this role? Like how did you fall into this role?
Coming to Disney was a dream job for me. Like I grew up coming here, loved every bit of it. I wanted to be part of the magic that all the cast members that I've interacted with and all my times here, I wanted to be that cast member for guests to come. But knowing about the learning component, that was a big driving factor in why I wanted to come. So like being in Apprentice Hall, I basically lived in Apprentice Hall. I was either doing that or I was picking up all of my costumes for all the locations I was picking up. The learning component truly was a driving factor. And because I got Goofy graduate, I did get 100 learning hours. I'm very proud of that in my time of the 6 months. Thanks. Going to each and every one of these sessions, like they were all so diverse, and like hearing about different lines of business. While I was a business administration major, so it's very, very, it's not that niche. Yeah. Like it's very vast. So getting to hear about all the places you could go, and then also all of the stories that these career spotlights or executive conversations had. Not one track is ever really linear. It's kind of yes. like all over the place. So hearing that, like, oh, this person may have had a degree in business and administration, but now they're working for Walt Disney Imagineering. Just hearing like everyone's different journey to get where they are was amazing. As a participant who knew that I knew that I wanted to stay here, I just wasn't sure in what capacity. But whenever I attended these learning offerings and I started meeting the team and building the connections and relationships with my team, I was like, yeah, coming to Disney was a dream job, but this right here, this whole learning component would be a dream job for me. Yeah. So I made those connections with them. And then by the time that an internship posting popped up, I applied for it. And I think they liked me. I got Clearly. This one. And I was there from June to January as an intern for the learning team.
And now you've been extended. You're full time.
Yeah, well, actually, fun fact, I did have to go back into the operation because so with Disney programs, obviously, you can only be in one consecutive year. So I was 6 months from my college program. So I was January to June, and then I was June to January for my internship. Even though I did have to go back into the operation, I took that as a huge like learning experience because all of my leaders on the team have come from all kinds of like operations based roles. And I know that has made them into the leaders that they are today. So being able to have that experience, I was very grateful for it. I had a little stint in Fantasyland West Attractions. I was at Peter Pan's Flight and It's a Small World. Two of the most nostalgic and iconic attractions. And the leaders over there, the coordinators, my peers over there made the whole experience so enjoyable that I was truly grateful for the operations experience I gained there. At the beginning of March, I got the phone call saying a full-time spot opened up and it was mine if I wanted it. And I was like,
and you said, yes, give me that.
Yes, please.
Right now.
I love to come back. But like, that's just a true testament that timing is everything. Mm-hmm. And even though I knew I had to go elsewhere, it just meant like I had to go elsewhere to grow in order to come back. And it's just, I'm just so happy to be back because they truly changed my life. And I just know having, being under those leaders and hearing all of their teachings and the wisdom that they give, I was just very lucky to be a part of it.
Lucky to have you, I feel like, because now you're able to make that impact for other participants.
Exactly. And that's honestly something I said in the interview with them, because in that span of 6 months when I was taking all of the learning offerings, I noticed a big change in myself as far as me growing personally and professionally. Obviously, coming down to Florida, I'm from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, so me coming here was definitely a big step. And obviously, everyone's coming from different areas, went on a college program. So to be authentically myself, but also grow in that classroom setting and then grasp new learnings and add new things to my toolbox in these sessions, it was truly what got me to be honestly who I am today. And I told the two leaders who were in my interview, I was like, you guys have done so much for me in shaping who I was personally and professionally in that 6 months. I want to be that person to give back to participants to come.
Okay, so tell me more about that, because 6 months in the grand scheme of things, I feel like is not that long of a time. Like, but you're saying you had this kind of big transformation. Like, what was that like? Guess, like, give me the before and after.
So I definitely feel whenever I first came in, I knew nobody, so nobody knew me. But I felt like confidence was always something I kind of struggled with as far as like stepping out of my comfort zone and doing things like that. But then as I started attending these offerings, and especially the ones that I feel like the ones that impacted me the most were the career readiness workshops, because knowing, like, obviously resume writing, LinkedIn, I'm a LinkedIn girly now. I love LinkedIn. That's my favorite form of social media. I love it so much.
You're like, yeah, I'm on LinkedIn. Find me on LinkedIn. Find me DM on LinkedIn. Me there.
Like, networking 101, all of those things are such a vital part of you growing and your professional journey, whether it's here with the Walt Disney Company or elsewhere. Mm-hmm. It's such great transferable skills that you can learn. Mm-hmm. And each time I went into any of these classes, in our multi-week series, like Exploring Disney Hospitality or our Leadership 101 series, you gain things from those sessions. And basically, I took things from each of those, and it helped shape me into who I am and like helped me grow my confidence, because I was, while I was partaking in these classes, I was also like raising my hand, answering, shedding any light I could to examples, things like that. And being able to just have that validation from peers in the sessions, but also like the leaders who are running it, or in the case of career readiness workshops, we do have our talent acquisition partners and recruitment partners come in. It's like just such a great tool to help those who want to continue to move forward, because the talent acquisition partners and the recruitment partners are also the ones who are in those like interview process. So getting to learn from them can only help you grow and like know what you need to do to make yourself stand out.
Yeah, 100%. Like, because you're talking about how, you know, you were like raising your hand, you were participating. Do you feel like that's how you were when you were in like a traditional classroom setting like college? Or was this like different? Like, you were like, I'm a new person at Disney.
So to an extent, yes, but I definitely think as far as confidence, like I knew all my friends at college. So like, yeah. If I sounded a certain way, I kind of like thought back on myself and I was like, did I sound dumb saying yeah. that? Or does this, was that a bad question? Things yeah. like that. But like being here and like how I'm growing my like personal brand here and just being authentically myself, I feel like there's no better way to like, being uncomfortable will only make you comfortable in the long run. Oh.
Yeah. Write that down. This is why you're in charge of learning sessions. I'm writing that down.
But no, truthfully, even like in my whole internship with the team, I was never a public speaker. Yeah. I was like, public speaking? What? Me? No. But like the amount of times that like I kept doing it, so like basketball player, repetition, mm-hmm. repetition. That was something that I knew that if I kept doing, I'd get more and more confident and comfortable with it. And when it comes to like helping with like logistics of some of the offerings, like being able to be that main point of contact for our partners coming in was truly like an eye-opening thing for me, because I'm like, yeah, I'm that girl. Yeah. Talk to me. I'm the point of contact. Yes. And like, it got to the point where I was they were just coming to me for everything, any questions, things like that. So it definitely helped gain my confidence. And like, even to now where I'm at the point where I am full time, I put a lot of hard work into the internship, because like I said, that team did so much for me, and I knew that I always wanted to do my best work for them because they put their best foot forward with me and always supported me. So I wanted to support them in the most, like the highest capacities that I could, and always give that A+ effort.
I love what you said about like when you become like that point of contact or like that main mm-hmm. person, like it's so empowering. And I feel mm-hmm. like the Disney College program is such a good place to learn that, because like you said earlier, you know, like you are representing the Walt Disney Company. So yeah. like you're on, like if a guest is asking you a question, like that's you, go, you're exactly. on, you know, if you need to problem solve, like that's you, you're on. And like, you just start to realize that like, even though it's scary, it's uncomfortable, mm-hmm. like you can do it. And like, you do have those skills and you do have that talent. And maybe yeah. this is just like where you get to practice it and it manifests.
Exactly. And like, that's only more things that you can add to your toolbox. Mm-hmm. And like, that will only help you become a more well-rounded professional in the long run.
Yeah, for sure. I also love what you said. What did you say? You need to get comfortable
with being uncomfortable.
Get comfortable with being uncomfortable. Okay, wait, tell me more about that. Cause was that, when you came in, was there a level of like discomfort that you just had to like adjust to?
So obviously whenever you come into any like new position that you've never had experience with, there's gonna be like some like learning curves. I felt pretty good with everything that I was learning. I like to think I'm a quick learner, and I was so grateful to have my two peers with me helping me through training and everything, so I owe a lot of it to them. I would say the thing that I was most uncomfortable with was the whole facilitation mm-hmm. public speaking thing. And while I know, like, obviously I was uncomfortable with it, obviously you need to rise above that, transcend yeah. that whole thought process, because once you do it, it just becomes second nature and you yeah. just keep doing it. But yeah, I remember one of the first times, I think it was like my second week, they were like, okay, you're on for teaching this one. Nope. I was like, okay, sounds good. And there's obviously like a bunch of like learning curves with that. Like, it's first time, my first session that I facilitated compared to now, completely different person, because there's just that confidence that I've gained with it. But also it's like, whenever you mess up, they don't know what the whole entire presentation is about. They don't know that you're messing up unless you call it forward. Mm-hmm. So just if something like rolls off the tongue weird, or if something like you start saying gibberish, just put that to the back of your head and keep yeah. going.
The show must go on. That's so funny. Oh my gosh. Like, do you feel like you're done being nervous with public speaking, or do you just like fight through the nerves?
So there's always going to be that level of like excitement, anxiousness that I do have with it, but it has definitely become more of that, not necessarily that nervousness. I will say there was one point recently, which it was something that I've never typically have done before. All thanks to the power of networking with social media, I was able to connect with a senior production manager for ESPN. Ooh. And we connected, and I was able to bring her in for a session. And typically it's the leaders who bring in someone for a session, but being that I was able to make that connection, my leaders were like, Rachel, you did this, please like lead the whole session, be like speak with the panelists, things like that. So I was like, okay. So like I was the one who was doing the introduction and also the ending and everything. And I will say, like, I was nervous at first for that because I was like, this is a new partnership, new connection that I made. And this was my first time meeting her in person. I met her like a couple times through Microsoft Teams call, but before that, like, I've never met her in person. She was the sweetest. Her energies matched, so it definitely eased my nerves a little bit. But I will say, like, I definitely was still nervous at that point because it was something new. Yeah. But I definitely think now with that under my belt, it'll only be onward and upward from there.
I'm obsessed with the energy of you, like, making this connection and being like, and by the way, would you like to get up in front of a crowd for your first time meeting me? Like, please and thank you. Really help. And she's like, yes.
And it had such a great turnout, too. I was so happy with the turnout because typically for our career spotlights, we cap it around, like, 200 participants. We had over 170 for this, so it was a great first showing. She was like, I'd love to come back, so I was very happy about that. But it's just another amazing partnership because we were never able to connect with that line of business of ESPN yet. Like, we've had connections through ESPN, but not that production areas. And we have a lot of participants who are eager to learn about sports broadcasting, production, and all that stuff. So it was really a great session, and there's so much amazing feedback from it. So I was very happy to be a part of it and be able to facilitate that.
Yeah, and that's so cool that, like, you spearheaded that. Like, you found this speaker, like, you made this connection. Like, that's a flex.
It was through a TikTok trend.
Oh, what was the TikTok
trend? The LinkedIn TikTok trend.
What's that?
So basically, I saw it one day, and it was like anybody who is current, past, or aspiring Disney people, like, connect with me on LinkedIn. This is my LinkedIn, things like that.
You said that on TikTok?
Yeah. Oh. And it was like a lot of people were doing it. I saw it, some Disney people, but I also saw other people like who were doing it for like communications, things like that. But I was like, oh, I really like that. And I, like I said, LinkedIn's my like second form of social media. I love it. So I was like, oh, I can hop on board of that. Yeah. So I posted it, and I want to say it got like 20,000 views, which was, I was happy with that. I was like, that's crazy. And I had so many comments about it. And she was one of the comments, and she's been with ESPN for over, I want to say it was 17 years. Wow. And she was like open to connect. So I sent her a connection on LinkedIn, sent her a message saying like, hey, I'd love to have a meet and greet with you. We had our first meet and greet. It went amazing. She connected me with other peers in ESPN as well. And from there, we kept contact, and she was actually on vacation, and she was like, I'd love to come speak to the participants. Oh, so it was awesome.
I feel like it's so common. Like, I feel like you hear lots of stories about that, of like people at this company, especially more established people, are just like really, really excited to get to like give back.
Every person who I've connected with has talked about how great networking is, and not just networking, but the actual building relationships portion of it. Because obviously with networking, some people can see it as transactional, but just being your authentic self and just putting your best foot forward to make these connections. And also, like, it's so great to meet new people because you never know when you will end up working with them, working for them. Like, this company is massive, but it's a small world.
It is. No, it's true though what you're saying, like, especially like the small world part. I feel like that, I mean, I don't even know how big of a company Disney is, like, population wise, like size wise, but it feels big.
It feels big.
And then somehow you are connected to almost anyone at this company, and like your connections have connections, and you know, you could meet someone at the park. Like, you literally never know. So like the networking is such a huge piece of that, and like learning how to do it so it's not transactional, because I feel like no one likes that, where it's like, I'm just trying to get something from you, you're trying to get something from me, we both know it. It's really leaning into that relationship building, like you said.
Yeah, and it's always finding like that personal connection with them too, because I know anytime I have a meet and greet, I like to send a thank you like email right after it, and I always take notes during my meet and greet, and like I'm an active listener in that case.
I feel like that was a really solid networking story where it's like you made a connection and like it panned out in a really cool way. Mm-hmm. What do you feel like is some of the best advice you've gotten from someone you've networked with?
I've received a bunch of great advice. Honestly, I'm gonna go back to the connection I made through ESPN. She said along, this is not like a quote per se, but it was along the lines of, as long as you are working hard, you can do anything. Because basically, so like for example, her area's production, you could be somebody who has no knowledge of it, but the work ethic that you put in and the people who know you and they know that you have that positive work ethic, that you're a high performer, that can get you anywhere.
Yeah, it's putting in the work. Mm-hmm. What do you feel like work ethic means to you? Like, how does that manifest in like actuality?
Having that, like actually putting in that work ethic and working hard on things is always meeting those deadlines, always being that person that if you don't have anything else to do, you're the person saying, hey, how can I help you with this? Always, like, even though it might not be the most ideal task, always being that go-to person. I will go out of my way to help others. And I think that's another reason why I have always wanted to be with the Walt Disney Company, is because I am a servant at heart. And just knowing the fact that I can create happiness for others and flip a switch and make somebody smile just by like offering my help and assistance is everything.
Yeah, no, 100%. Like getting to have that impact. Mm-hmm. I feel like there are so many opportunities to do that through Disney. When we think about going above and beyond or going like outside your job description, like day to day, like you said, I feel like the learning sessions are part of that, where it's like, it's not just that you're going above and beyond to like show that you care, which I mean, it absolutely is that, but it's also like you get so much in return from that because your team has put so much effort into like finding people to network, for participants to network with, like all these different learning sessions specifically catered to them. So it's like there's so much you can get in return for kind of that above and beyond effort.
Yeah, and one thing we always say about our jobs, we're always like, what is our jobs? Because like, it doesn't even feel like a job because we love what we are doing so much. And it's just so rewarding to see all the things, like the successes that come from it. Like whenever we see a participant get that part-time or full-time offer that they're staying, or if they get their dream job from their, once they finish their program, it's just, and then they come to us and tell us this. And it's just like, oh my gosh, you're coming to tell us. Like, we made that impact on you and you've made an impact on us. So we are so fortunate to be in this position to like create happiness like that.
It's so unreal that you get to experience that. Like, you're literally watching, this sounds so corny, but like you're literally watching people like live out their dreams, because I feel like there are so many people like you who have like grown up with Disney, whether it's the parks or the movies or something else, who are like in love with what this company does and really want to be part of that. And like, you get to be part of making that reality. That's cool.
It's honestly so surreal. And like, I'm going to go back to this. Like I said before, I've always wanted to work at Disney. Disney was the dream job. Not sure what I wanted to do there, but I just knew I wanted to be here. And then whenever I stepped foot in that apprentice hall and saw what the magic they created and the happiness that they created, I was like, now this is a dream job, because just like how they changed my life, I just want to be that person.
Oh, I love that. I want to go back super quickly to some of these learning sessions. So I know you said you bring in people from different lines of business. How does that work? Like, how do you decide which lines of business, who have you had, like what does that look like?
That is definitely something a lot of our leaders like decide upon, but we definitely try to bring in like a wide variety and try to always make it different per month. While we do have some that are like monthly offerings or weekly offerings, we do try to bring in Walt Disney Imagineering at least like once a month. I think we have like three of them coming up, like all back, like back to back weeks. Oh, so wow. I'm excited for those ones, because hearing about Imagineering is so cool.
Everyone loves Imagineering.
Everyone loves Imagineering, and just seeing all of the magic that they bring to the parks and that are they're working to bring is so amazing to hear and witness their career stories, because most of them have started on a college program as well. So just it's just one of those like, I'm here, you can be too.
Yeah.
So that's always awesome to see. Then like for other like career spotlights, we try to bring in, like, we've had Jeff Ollie, the president.
Shout out to Jeff. President of Walt Disney World.
Yes. He typically comes, like, twice a year. We do have some, like, regulars who like to come at least twice a year. But it's also finding those ones that, like, it's a new partner. So, like, for example, like, the whole ESPN thing was really awesome to see. I would say DLE, Disney Live Entertainment, is one we always bring in monthly because that's one of our DAISY degrees, which is like the certificate. Oh. Yes. We have partnerships with Partners Federal Credit Union.
Tell me when that is.
After all that new merchandise they put out, no, I'm like, oh my gosh, I love it. I need it all.
We need partners to come in more often.
Please help me.
Tell me not to spend my money.
Yeah. Disney Heritage, like just all the things that, like, they're so essential to what we have to offer, and just bringing in all, like, sometimes we do have, like, other guest speakers who come in for these sessions that we do offer monthly as well. And it's just so awesome to see, like, most of them have been on a college program. They all want to give back. There are times where we don't have people who have never been on a college program, but whenever they, like, step into Apprentice Hall and they're like, whoa, this is awesome. Like, just being able to know that what we are doing is impactful, especially from all of our speakers, and that they get to enjoy their experience and get to have that Q&A time and networking time with participants. Mm-hmm. It's amazing to witness. Yeah.
If you could do, like, okay, what is your dream guest that you could bring into a learning sesh? Like, anyone at the company.
We've had some really good ones lately, like, as far as special engagements, not even just in the company. I'm sure you saw Jordan Fisher was there. Yes.
Yeah, you guys are bringing in celebrities.
That was crazy.
Did he sing?
Sure did.
He did.
And all the he sang Happily Ever After.
I knew it. Oh, my God.
And all of the participants who were in both of the sessions, because we had two sessions, but he turned it into a, like, karaoke, like, sing-along type thing sang, but then the participants sang. And I, like, both of them were so amazing, but I just remember being in that second session, goosebumps, because of how, like, everyone sounded so good. And I just remember looking at Jordan, how he reacted, and he was like, oh my gosh, like, this is life.
He's so sweet.
He's so, so sweet. He absolutely adored his time, like, just getting to see, like, because obviously his song for Happily Ever After touches the lives of, like, all of our guests, but all of the participants, like, that's our song. We go sing it at the top of our lungs. Yes. So just being able to be in that room and witness that has been so amazing. Oh my gosh, we've had some really cool ones.
Well, Rachel, I know that you've got to head over to Flamingo Crossings Village to meet with Josiah, but thank you so much for talking. I had so much fun.
I had so much fun as well. Thank you for having me.
I'll see you later.
See ya.
All right, so you and I know this building very, very well. For those who are watching and listening and don't know where we are, talk about what this is.
Yes, so we are currently in Apprentice Hall, and this is the hub for all things learning and personal and professional development for our Disney programs participants.
Yeah, you've had a chance to see this building as a participant, as an intern, full-time cast member. So what has it been like at each of those stages?
It's so surreal to be back here in full-time capacity. Whenever I was on my college program, I basically lived here. Tuesdays through Thursdays, I was always attending the learning offerings and building those relationships with my current team. So coming as an intern and then coming back full-time, it's so surreal to be able to be the person that they were for me, to guide me and help push me to personally and professionally grow and be able to be that person for all of our future participants and current participants.
Yeah, yeah. And so now we're standing in front of what we call the legacy wall, and there's pieces of Disney program's history. So do you ever think, like, how you're making history while you've been on your program or just working here as well?
Yellow is my favorite color, so I always try to exude that, like, happiness, bubbly energy that gets the participants, like, ready to learn, but also I want to inspire them to kind of come into their positions that way too. So that way, whenever they interact with our guests, you always have the upbeat energy, you're always happy, but just always being the person to want to lend a helping hand. So as far as my legacy goes, I want to be known as that person that you can always count on, but you can always count on kind of, like, to put a smile on your face, because I always kind of, like, I pride myself in trying to be that, like, kind of sunshine in the room to, like, help others get out of those like gloomy phases and bring sunshine to everybody.
Well, of course, so I know you, like we work literally right across the desk from each other.
Yeah,
so.
We stand up and I'm like, yeah. Hey!
That energy that you bring is, I mean, it's infectious, right? Do you see that in the participants that you're instructing and that you're helping out in these sessions as well?
Definitely, and it's so cool to be able to build these relationships with them because whenever they get to the end of their program and they're going part-time, full-time, or even they get their dream role, they come and talk to me. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, I feel so special that you wanted to talk to me. And I'm just like so proud of them, but it's just, it honestly fills my cup that they want to come tell me because I know that they're succeeding and they did it all on their college program or any Disney program.
Absolutely. Well, there's a lot more to see. Yes. So let's head this way. So these aren't your typical like college classes or courses as they would say, but these are learning offerings and sessions. So what are the differences between those for you?
So while we do offer the career readiness workshops, which is geared towards personal and professional development, we do also offer special engagements, our career spotlights. So it's really cool to bring in different lines of businesses from the Walt Disney Company and have them speak to our participants. Like I said before, most of them are Disney College Program alumni. So to be able to have participants listening to their career journey, but also it's like a inkling to them that, oh my gosh, I could end up in your position someday because you started where I am. And this is where you are now. So it's really eye-opening, in a sense, for participants to see that the possibilities are truly endless.
Well, then in addition to that, we also bring in people like Broadway actors, mm-hmm. television shows, right? All these different fields outside of what the Walt Disney Company has to offer. Yeah. So what's that like for them to see people that they watch on TV or follow on Instagram, et cetera?
It's truly so surreal. I know Holly and I talked about whenever we had Jordan Fisher here, but like even when I was on my program, I got to experience these special engagements as well. So for example, Ridley Pearson, the author of Kingdom Keeper series, those were the only books I read growing up because I was not a big reader. So being able to have something that was geared towards Disney, because I'm such a Disney adult, I loved being able to get the chance to actually meet him and get his new book that came out. So being able to be in a room. And it's so cool that we are able to make things like this happen with all of our partnerships and relationships that we have built to bring in all of these amazing, whether it's like you said, Broadway performers, TV actors, authors, just to bring them in for our participants so they can actually see, like, that's the dream.
Yeah, this is the dream. We're living the dream.
We're living the dream right here.
Let's head this way. Yeah. So of course, one of the big things that people look forward to being here is their learning certificates and earning those. So give us an overview of what that's all about.
So I love all things learning certificates. I'm the one that actually prints them out most of the time.
Okay.
But we have so many different buckets. So we have the DAISY degree, which is for our subject focus series, like career readiness workshops, Disney Heritage, as well as our Mousters. So those are like, I feel like the most well-known because Mousters, like, oh my gosh, I just got my Mousters.
Yeah.
For our multi-week series, like Exploring Disney Hospitality and Leadership 101. And then we also have these ones where like you accrue your learning hours. So doctorate is 50 learning hours. 100 learning hours is the Goofy graduate. I have one of those. I'm very proud of that. And also we just added as of January, the sorcerer's list, and it's 200 learning hours. So it's quite the achievement.
Okay. Yeah, I know it's always something that people are really excited about to be able to take home for sure. Being at Flamingo Crossings Village, I mean, there's so many different things, even outside of Apprentice Hall that we talked about earlier. Talk about some of the amenities.
There are so many amazing amenities here. Like, this place is massive and it's crazy. Basically, at our community center, it's 24/7 and there's nice areas to sit down to study, play video games, cornhole. Like, there's all kinds of cute little fun games in there. But also on the top floor of our community centers, we have the massive fitness center that has so many different workout machines, things like that. But it's such a great amenity to have here because you can go at any time and come in as you please. We also have a bunch of pools on both sides of the East Village and West Village. And we have our nice little hub that's kind of in our background here where it's just a nice place to relax. Sometimes I eat my lunch out there, people read out there and they have like a nice fire pit. We have basketball courts, pickleball sometimes, the great lawn. The possibilities are endless.
Literally.
At Flamingo Crossings Village.
There's so much. And I mean, especially being here right now and seeing that it's a departure day, right? As people are getting ready to transition back home, What are some of those things that you would want people to walk away with from the program and to take home with them?
A learning certificate. That's me being biased because the learning component played such a huge role in my program, and I hope it does, and I know it does in others. But just taking away the fact that this is an opportunity of a lifetime, and you truly can, you can make so many different relationships here. Like, I know just the other week, my peer, she actually was the maid of honor for her Disney College program, random roommate for her wedding.
Yeah.
So it's amazing to see those relationships you build over time and just the impact that a Disney College program or a Disney program in general can have on your life.
Yeah, yeah. And I know people are watching home right now and just seeing what all of this is about.
Yeah.
And maybe they're like right at the edge of their seat thinking about applying
just
but haven't
to
done
do it.
Yeah.
We just need to do it. It's amazing. It changed my life and I know it will change yours.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for even just sharing a piece of your story and giving us so many details. It's been amazing. Thank
you. Of
course.
Thank you for having me, Josiah. See you in the office later.
Exactly.
This episode was brought to life by Matthew Nixon, Kayla Messenger McCarty, Destiny Enriquez, Christian Huey, Amanda Vitrano, and Kellyanne Vasquez.
Production support provided by John Fulton, Reese Meyer, and Isabel Vickery.
Editing was completed by Hannah Butler and Isabel Vickery.
Creative support provided by Joshua Davila and Felicity Andrews.
Music arranged and produced by Nat Young Music Group.
A special thanks to our hosts, Holly Dudley and Josiah Williams.
A special thanks to the Disney Programs Communication Team, Disney Programs Recruitment Team, and our guest, Rachel.